Welcome to the deep dive. If you're here, you're looking for that shortcut, that inside track to being well-informed about some of the most fascinating corners of the digital world.
And today, we are really digging into a piece of internet history. We've got a great stack of source material here on a system called Antvil.
Right, Antvil. And this isn't just, you know, a quick look back at some old retired platform. We are talking about what the community calls the queen mum of weblog hosting systems.
It's a perfect description. It's this really venerable veteran of the internet that's been running on open source code since 2001. And it's written primarily in server-side JavaScript, which is interesting in itself.
It's a remarkable story of just staying power. The mission was never super complex, right? It was just to be a simple site hosting system that's also, you know, high performance and packed with features.
Exactly. And our goal today is to help you, the listener, really understand how this vintage architecture, let's call it, not only survives, but actually thrives in the age of modern frameworks. We want to make the tech accessible, especially for beginners.
Before we jump in and unpack this piece of internet history, just a quick word from our supporter. This deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer.
SafeServer handles the hosting for this kind of software, and they support you in your digital transformation.
You can find a lot more information at www.safeserver.de.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start with that immediate appeal. The first thing a beginner sees in the source material is this promise of, well, instant creation.
Mm.
The German description, it says, Erstellen Sie Ihre eigene Website mit ein paar Mausklicks. Create your own site with a few mouse clicks. For a system from 2001, what does that simplicity actually mean today?
Well, it translates to this really unique fusion of simplicity on the one hand and industrial strength scalability on the other.
Okay.
The easy entry point means anyone can get started. You don't have to grapple with, you know, complex database setups or server configs. But that simplicity is a bit deceptive.
How so?
Because the sources are very clear that Antvil is built to host tens of thousands of blogs. The only real limit is the hardware you throw at it.
Tens of thousands. I mean, that really challenges the idea that you need some massive modern distributed system to handle scale.
It does. And that's why that Queen Mum nickname is so fitting. It's foundational. It speaks to a level of engineering, you know, foresight back in the early 2000s that just prioritized efficiency.
And we can see it's still running. The original official installation, Merstack C x 1, is on version and it's been going for over 2 decades.
And crucially, it's not some museum piece. It's not frozen in time. The system is demonstrably alive.
Right.
Yeah, the usage metrics prove it. Right now, it's hosting 3,401 websites in total. Of those, 1,560 are public. That's a really substantial, active community.
The strength of that community really proves that the system works. Mm. But what I found really striking was the kind of content. It's not just tech chatter, which, you know, you might expect.
No, not at all.
It's a complete snapshot of life.
And that breadth of content, I think, reflects the platform's stability. Because it's simple and it's reliable, it becomes this safe home for these incredibly diverse communities.
You see it everywhere in the activity logs. We saw timestamps showing posts appearing just 21 minutes ago. It's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And the topics range from, like, high culture. We saw posts on composers, Ton Art, Katil Bjornstad, right next to the Daily Grind. People posting about their Arbeat still, their job, or their enormous workload.
Yeah, and then you see the deeper stuff, which gives you real insight into the ecosystem. It supports these very sensitive niche communities. For instance, there's activity from an Asperger SHG, a self-help group for autistic men over 40.
Wow.
And you also see these very serious, sometimes difficult reflections on health, like a discussion about suicide off-grun PTBS, suicides due to PTSD, which is being actively updated by users like Simons.
And you contrast that deep personal stuff with pure technical utility. I saw a post detailing Wee Man, AKW, Kooltherm, Grundremming, how to demolish nuclear cooling towers.
Exactly.
So you have tech experts, you have book lovers planning their Bucureless 2025, and specialized support groups all living on the same platform.
The takeaway for you, the listener, is that Antvil has fostered this really dedicated grassroots community. It's driven by users like Bubo, HDW, Simons. They're posting all the time.
And their commitment is even visible in how the platform is funded.
It is. The transparency is amazing. The platform has a message, please support Antvil. And it shows the current balance for the quarter. When we checked, it was almost 1,000 euros, 964,069.
So it's not corporate money. It's direct community support.
It's pure dedication. When users find a stable, easy home for their interests, they'll sustain it for decades. It's that simple.
That long-term commitment is just fascinating. But it brings up the big question, especially for today's web developers.
Yeah.
How can a system from 2001 running server-side JavaScript compete with modern optimized frameworks? Isn't this just a beautiful relic? What's the secret to its stability?
That is the perfect question. And to answer it, we have to look past the language itself and focus on the architecture. The secret is the foundation. It's a thing called the Helma Object Publisher, or HOP. So while Antville is, 97.7% JavaScript, Helma is the engine. It's this powerful open source web application server written in Java.
Ah, so you have this super stable Java server as the load-bearing structure, managing everything, and then the Anvil JavaScript code runs on top of it.
Precisely. If Anvil is the house, Helma is the rock-solid foundation and the plumbing. And the real architectural magic, the key concept for a beginner to grasp, is its use of something called hop objects.
Hop objects. Sounds specific. What does that mean?
It's central to everything, and it's surprisingly elegant. So, you know how most modern systems use something like an ORM to translate code into database commands?
Right, object relational mapping.
Well, Helma takes it a step further. It lets developers define these hop objects in their JavaScript code, and the Helma server automatically maps those objects directly to your database tables.
Wait, hang on. So if I define a new type of content, say a recipe object in my code, the system just knows how to save it and get it from the database without me writing a bunch of SQL commands.
Exactly that. You get this massive reduction in what we call database boilerplate code. You manage all your data using this clean object model right inside your JavaScript. It simplifies development, but more importantly, it makes maintenance so much cleaner.
And for an open source project that relies on volunteers, I guess reducing complexity is everything. That's how you get longevity.
It's the whole ball game, and that proves that a really smart architectural idea can be more important than just using the newest programming language.
Okay, so that connects directly to another technical insight from the sources, right?
Yeah.
Something about URLs.
Yes. This is the really fascinating part. Helma enforces a rule. The URL space, you know, the web addresses, has to mirror a strict hierarchical structure. It's almost exactly like the document object model, the DOM, that client-side JavaScript uses.
So the structure of your data objects actually dictates the structure of the public URLs.
Yeah.
How does that, what's the benefit there?
It forces clean information architecture. Think about it. In a lot of modern systems, routing is this separate messy thing that can get really inconsistent. But because Helma is object-centric, the way you define a hop object in the database inherently defines the URL path you use to get to it.
So if a user's blog is defined under a, say, a parent community object, the URL automatically becomes, like, community user's blog.
It's built-in predictable routing. It simplifies the developer experience dramatically, and it makes everything easier to maintain. It's a great example of an early design philosophy that tightly couples structure and presentation in a way that, frankly, a lot of modern decoupled systems struggle to replicate cleanly.
That's the real insight here. Longevity isn't just about being old. It's about making these foundational choices, like hop objects and the DOM-like URLs, that just naturally promote stability.
And the barrier to entry is still so low. If you want to try it out, you just need HOP and a standard database like MySQL or PostgreSQL. And Helma even comes with its own web server, Jetty, so you don't have to install something separate just to get started.
It's a whole self-contained system. And the community on GitHub 6 contributors, 10 forks, they say the code base is of, and I'm quoting here, stable quality and ready for production deployment.
It's a vintage system, but it's absolutely ready for prime time.
This has been a true deep dive into Antville, the queen mum of weblog hosting. We've seen it achieves this incredible performance and supports this huge, dedicated community all through architectural brilliance.
That's right. It's all about the hop object system, which just eliminates all the database boilerplate and streamlines development. It's a powerful lesson in how smart design choices from decades ago can lead to superior longevity.
Which leaves us with our final thought for you to consider.
Yeah.
Helma's design philosophy connects the database structure directly to the URL space. It forces this clear hierarchical architecture. So as you're designing your next project with all the latest decoupled frameworks, ask yourself this. Are the complexities you've added actually providing a net gain over the simplicity and the inherent structural clarity you get from an architecture where the URL path is the object path?
It's a great question. A question of, you know, efficiency versus complexity. What simplicity are we sacrificing just to chase what's new?
A perfect question to end on. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. And a final thank you to our supporter, SafeServer.
They make these explorations possible by providing reliable hosting and support for your digital transformation.
Find them at www.safeserver.de. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.